The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And a very good afternoon, everybody. JLV, another round of Ask the Medical Experts. Each and every week, we give you an expert in their perspective field, all revolving around the great medical institution out in the East End called the Peconic Bay Medical Center. And today, we've got a great category to discuss as far as obstetrics and gynecology. Reconstructive surgery, we're going to talk about female pelvic medicine in general with Dr. Hafsa Mehmet. And we welcome to the program. I hope I got the name right. If not, it's okay to correct me.
No, this is perfect. How are you?
Doing well. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Dr. Mehmet, let's give the audience a little bit of a dissertation about yourself and what you do as a doctor in pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery over at PBMC, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yes, so I'm Dr. Hafsa Mehmet. So I'm a pelvic floor surgeon. You're a gynecologist. So I have joined PBMC approximately 6 months ago. And urogynecologist is a surgeon who is specialized in female pelvic floor disorders. So we are, after we go through the medical school, we do residency either in OBGYN or urology. And then we do further training in this very specialized field. So we are the surgeons who are specially trained to address pelvic floor disorders. These are the disorders which arise from defects in pelvic floor muscles, which are the main support structures for female organs like vagina, bladder, uterus, rectum. So some of these disorders include bowel and bladder control issues, where women are unable to control their feces or urine. Sometimes these disorders present as pressure or bulge in the vagina, where uterus or bladder or rectum has dropped down from their normal support structures. Sometimes these could be emptying problems, like women cannot empty their bladder well or they have difficulty moving their bowel. Other times these disorders can present as pain. Sometimes these pelvic floor muscles can become very tight, where you present as pain in the bladder, pain in the vagina area. And sometimes these can present as fistulas, which are abnormal connection between two organs in the body, such as bladder and vagina. So these women might be leaking urine from their vaginal openings. So this is a very exciting and very specialized field, and we have undergone special training, additional training, to help these women with these specific conditions.
Important stuff there. So in general, you know, when we talk about pelvic medicine, describe it in a couple of sentences. What exactly is female pelvic medicine all about, Madhur?
Yes, so it's a field of medicine which is very focused on the female pelvic floor. So pelvic floor is a very down part of the female pelvis, which supports organs like bladder, vagina. So this is a medicine that focuses on the disorders that arise from that part of a female pelvis.
Sure. Give us some of the different conditions that you treat, including what might be the most common, if you don't mind.
Sure. So the most common conditions that we treat are incontinence, which is loss of bladder or bowel control. We leak in urine or feces. We treat prolapse, which is a condition where the pelvic organs, such as uterus, bladder, vagina, or rectum, have descended down from their normal position. We also treat conditions like frequent bladder infections or urinary tract infections. We treat conditions which present as frequent urination, getting up frequently at night to urinate, constantly feeling an urge to pee, commonly called as overactive bladder. We treat conditions like pelvic pain, like pain with intimacy, pain with urination, pain with defecation. Some of these disorders include chronic interstitial cystitis type of conditions. And then we treat fistulas arising from connections between the vagina and the rectum and the vagina and the bladder.
Gotcha. As a specialist as you are regarding the pelvis, what would you suggest? What are some of the things you might suggest to people should or shouldn't do for their pelvic floor health in general? What would you suggest?
Yeah, so when we look at the pelvic floor, there are certain risk factors which are kind of unmodifiable, such as aging and genetics. Childbirth is a big risk factor. So these are the conditions which are kind of, or the risk factors which are unavoidable. But there are certain things that we can avoid at the same time incorporate in our lifestyle, which could be really helpful for the pelvic floor, such as maintaining normal weight, because high BMI or obesity is a risk factor for some of the pelvic floor conditions that, like incontinence and prolapse. Other thing that can help is exercise, especially exercise of the pelvic floor muscles. We commonly call them Kegel exercises. So those could be helpful in maintaining the healthy tone of the pelvic floor muscles. Eating healthy, avoiding smoking, avoiding constipation. So those are some of the other risk factors for pelvic floor disorders, and avoiding them can help in the long term.
Talking a very important category, Dr. Hafsah Mehmet, obstetrics, gynecology, female pelvic medicine, reconstructive surgery, very important. Now, PBMC, as always, Dr. Mehmet, invested in advanced surgical technology. What kind of technology do you utilize that enhances patient outcomes and makes treatment a little more effective here?
Yes. So the very exciting thing at PBMC is that we have access to robotic surgery, or we call it Da Vinci surgery. So this is a minimally invasive surgery where we can perform major surgeries like hysterectomy and removal of the uterus and ovaries, some reconstructive surgeries, which we call sacrocolpopexy, or use of mesh graft to support the vagina, two very small, tiny incisions. These are, you know, less than maybe a centimeter incisions in the belly to do these major surgeries using this advanced surgical technology called robotic surgery or Da Vinci surgery. The benefit of doing it this way is that we can avoid bigger incisions, and that decreases the risk of incision infections, wound infections, and allows women to return to their daily activities in a much more quicker way compared to what we used to be. So some of these procedures are major surgeries, but patients can go home the same night or the next day early morning, and they are back on their feet, taking care, doing their usual activities on a much quicker pace compared to when we used to make big incisions. So that's very exciting part at PBMC, and we have multiple robots, and we have multiple subspecialties who utilize these technologies to provide advanced care to our patients.
Gotcha. I'll get one more in before the break. What about some of the non-surgical treatment options, Dr. Mehmet? You also offer that as well?
Yes. So we offer a number of non-surgical options depending upon patient's preference and based on what's going on in their daily lives. So there are women who, for example, have these disorders, but they're interested in future childbearing. So we try to offer them pelvic floor exercises, and we work very closely with some of the pelvic floor therapists in the area to optimize their pelvic floor strength. The other non-surgical option is a device called Pessary. It's almost like a made of silicone, so it's a device that's made of rubber that women can place in the vagina to support their bladder and their urethra and the uterus to help them with, for example, prolapse or urinary incontinence. So these are simple procedures or simple non-surgical options that we can offer these women. Some women like these options, and they continue using it for the rest of their life. For other women, it's like a short-term option till they complete their childbearing or till they get some time off from work. And this is something that they can use in the meantime to feel better.
Yeah, very important stuff. Lots of options here. Of course, you know, with the advancement of technology, it certainly makes your job a lot easier and thus conveying many important pieces of information to a patient as far as treatment is concerned. It's so important in these types of deals. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Hafsa Mehmet. She of obstetrics and gynecology. And we are talking female pelvic medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, very important stuff. Reconstructive surgery and everything you need to know as far as an expert. And we've got one here in Dr. Mehmet. We will return after these words. Jay Oliver here. You are listening to Ask the Medical Experts, all involving the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we give an expert in their perspective field. Good one today, talking the female pelvic region of medicine, reconstructive surgery, obstetrics, gynecology. We're covering it all with Dr. Hafsa Mehmet. And she, of course, of the great PBMC. Doctor, we talked about some of the non-surgical treatment options. How do you determine, you know, what are some of the options treatment-wise are right for a particular patient? What is the gauge, the barometer for that?
Yes, we take into consideration a lot of factors. The first and the foremost is the severity of the problem and how much does it bother a patient. So, there, are, you know, sometimes we examine the patient and yes, he has prolapse, but he's really not feeling it. So, we might not offer a very aggressive option for that particular patient. So it very much depends on the severity of the condition, how much patient is affected by that, and also what is her preference, you know, if she's interested in non-surgical option versus she would like to have a definite surgical management from get-go. We also take into consideration overall health of the patient. You know, if you have certain medical conditions which preclude you from having a major surgery, then there are some less invasive or non-surgical options which could be the first good trial for you. We also think into consideration your lifestyle. So if somebody is like a marathon runner, her needs might be different than somebody who have more like a less active lifestyle. Whether you are sexually active or not, all of those factors we take into consideration, and then we come up with a very individualized plan for a particular patient. And, you know, it's the patient is in the center of all of this. She is the one who is driving this whole plan, and we are just there to assist and guide the patient.
Important. You know, especially, you know, with the pandemic and everything else, and, you know, we talk about this all the time when we have, you know, the experts on with us. And in your field as well, you know, many people have forgone their annual, I would think, their annual OBGYN appointments. I mean, what do you say to those folks right now who are listening?
Yeah, I would encourage those patients to, you know, start coming back to the offices because we are, you know, at PBMC and in our all Northwell offices, we take all the precautions and the patient safety is at the foremost. And one important thing that we should also think about that these annual OBGYN visits are the ones which where we can, you know, pick up things early in the evolution and address them better. Because as we know, there's really not a screening test for let's say, cancer of the ovaries. The only screening test we have is you having a pelvic exam by your OBGYN. Similarly, breast exams, annual breast exams are very important. So I would encourage all of those people not to delay their appointments because the risk-benefit ratio may favor that you come for your annual OBGYN visits.
Do you accept the new patients, telehealth, for instance, Doc?
Yes, we do. We do offer telehealth appointments as well as in-person visits. You know, the first visit can easily be a telehealth visit, but if you need some treatment, for example, a pessary or surgery, we would like to examine you so that we can give you very focused recommendations. We have our office phone line, which is always open to make new appointments, as well as you can go to PBMC website or Northwell website and make an appointment electronic on internet.
Okay. Important there. The listenership, where would they go to learn more about obstetrics and gynecology over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center? Where can we direct?
Yes, so the PBMC website is a great resource. They can go to this website, PBMC Health, so it's Peconic Bay Medical Center Health.org/women. This is a great website for, you know, for women to get some of the common information on women health disorders. And then we have another resource called Voices for Pelvic Floor Disorders. It's a great website, too, for women who have more specialized pelvic floor conditions and they want to get more information about it.
Okay, good. How does genetics play a role in a lot of this? You know, we always learn horrific cases, for instance, of ovarian cancer and whatnot runs in the bloodlines, but how often do you see, as far as the genetics playing such a key role with all of the illnesses that come about regarding this?
Yeah, so we know that certain pelvic floor disorders are more common in certain families. So, you know, for example, Caucasian women might have more of the prolapse symptoms compared to non-Caucasian women. So we think genetics plays an important role, and connective tissue disorders also kind of run in the family. So if, you know, somebody has connective tissue disorder, they are more likely to have weakened muscles and weakened connective tissue in the pelvic floor, and that can also predispose them to have some certain pelvic floor conditions. So definitely genetics plays a great role.
Talking with Dr. Hafsah Memon, obstetrics, gynecology, female pelvic medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're exploring reconstructive surgery in general, talking about the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Give me a little bit of your take on the PBMC, part of Northwell right now, Northwell Health, the massive conglomerate. I mean, I'm sure that it has not hurt the situation as far as the advancement of medicine, correct?
No, definitely not. It's been a great resource for the community here. The one thing that is very unique about PBMC is the focus on their patients and for the community. I have worked in different health systems, but what kind of really strikes me about PBMC is the collaboration and between the different specialties and the collegial environment. You know, the nursing, the focus on patients' care and welfare. It's a very unique experience. And, you know, when I admit patients at PBMC or operate at PBMC, one of the common feedback is, you know, how good the care was, and they really enjoyed their stay at PBMC. So I would encourage people, you know, to use this resource, which is right here in their community.
Does it ever surprise you as far as the, you know, technology and everything where we're at today in general? You know, medicine in general has seen such advancements in your particular field. Does it ever surprise you? And what else, kind of a two-part question here, what else would you be seeing down the turnpike as far as new advancements to occur?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very exciting to see all this advancement. And, you know, people have worked very hard towards it. So some of the new therapies that, you know, you're coming up is, you know, again, advancement in this minimally invasive technique, which are, you know, we are moving away from making bigger incisions and just trying to minimize the effect of the surgery on patients' routine life. So, you know, some of the things that we used to do before, where people have to be fasting for this long and, you know, being on certain diet after the surgery, we are kind of moving away from that because as the new data comes in, we are using some enhanced recovery pathways for the patients. So, you know, how we manage their pain and enable them to return to their daily lives. It's exciting that, you know, we are coming up with new ways to minimize the effect of surgery on patients' routine lifestyle. We now really kind of have things like, which we can almost call pacemakers for the bladder, where we have this new technology that help women who have like both bowel and bladder leakage or emptying problems. Now it's just a matter of a small procedure that we can even attempt in the office to see how successful it would be. And these, some of these small things can be life changers for women. So I would encourage all the listeners that there's nothing to lose by contacting your OBGYN or your primary care provider, or just, you know, if your insurance doesn't require a referral, you can just call our offices. We can have a consultation and discuss, because you will be surprised that some of the conditions that you just thought that there's no treatment or it's just is part of normal aging, there are some exciting treatments for those. And some of these were not available, you know, let's say 5-10 years ago. So it's time to come back to your physician, discuss some of these conditions which are affecting, because I understand as women, we are used to adopting and just, you know, keep doing the things that we need to do. But this is time to take care of yourself.
No doubt. Just enough time quickly. Can you just alert listeners where to go more, where they can learn about obstetrics and gynecology at PBMC? One more time, Adair.
Yes. So the PBMC website is a great resource. If you type pbmchealth.org/women, you will come up with number of conditions and their treatment and, you know, who to contact. I would also encourage you to utilize a website called Voices for PFD. So Voices for Pelvic Floor Disorders, that's a great resource for some of these pelvic floor conditions.
Pleasure. Have some Meemon. Dr. Meemon. Obstetrics, gynecology, female pelvic medicine, reconstructive surgery, Peconic Bay Medical Center, Jay Oliver. We'll do it again next week. Ask the medical experts. Stay safe, stay well, stay healthy. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good one.
Thank you, my dear. Good stuff.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.